Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Welcome to the It Just Works podcast. I'm your host, Ryan, and today is a special episode as we discuss the latest Pokemon Day 2024 little video we get every year to celebrate the anniversary of Red and Green releasing in 1996 in Japan. And to help me do that is literally no one better. One of our favorite guests of all time, a music goer, a vinyl collector. He's got an Instagram page that you should be following, and if you haven't checked it out yet, then shame on you. It's Brian from Another Vinyl Page. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. I feel like it's been a long time since I've been on, so I'm glad to be back.
It's been a really long time, and we've been talking about like having you on since pretty much November. It's just things did not work out.
Yeah.
But I'm super excited to have you here today. We'll kind of just get right into it. I mean, how have you been since the last time we talked?
I've been good, man. Work's been crazy busy with the buyout. I think my job's going to be safe because they're giving us a bunch of new, like, equipment, and they're going through all this training for like new protocols and shit we're gonna do, so that makes me think my job's safe. So that's cool. We'll see how it goes, see how the new company runs it. I'm just kind of going with the flow, working a lot right now, going out a lot on the weekends. I went to Universal again last weekend.
Nice.
Got a lot of concerts coming up. We'll get into those. So yeah, just busy.
As far as like the buyout goes, like, do you have any contingency plans, or are you just kind of going with the flow and just hoping that it all works out for the best?
I'm kind of going with the flow now and seeing how it goes. If it goes sour, then I will find something. And even if I still technically have a job, but the job is like way worse, then at that point I would look for another job too. I'm just kind of riding it out right now in general.
Yeah, it's crazy. This Friday marked a year anniversary since the transition of my company last year. So I totally get how you feel, man. It's quite the experience. Hopefully in your case, it works out like mine did, where honestly, everything just stayed the same for the most part, besides some obviously back end things, but that's just a part of the business. How was Universal?
It was cool. It was kind of dead that day we went, so we got on a lot, went back to Nintendo World. That was a lot of fun. Got the limited edition, like, new gold Mario arm, like, band they had. So that was cool. I'm probably going to leave that sealed. Because I was asking them, I was like, do you guys have a lot? Because I didn't really want to buy it that day. And she's like, once we're out, we're, like, not going to get any more, and we're probably going to be out by next week. So I'm like, fuck, I should just buy it.
How much was it?
$50.
But is it, like, a shiny gold, like a glossy gold, or is it, like, a matte gold?
It's, like, a matte gold. It's not like super shiny. Yeah.
I'm so weird when it comes to gold. I like gold. Like, even in video games, I like gold to be as glossy and like just shiny as possible. Shiny.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I know when early in my record collecting days, I would always buy gold records and I would think it would be like shiny gold. And then I get in, it's like more matte. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's more brown than gold.
Yeah. Those bastards. Have you seen any of like the future images of the Donkey Kong ride that's coming to?
Yeah, where it like jumps the tracks and it has a little gap in the tracks. That's going to be really cool. I feel like obviously at some point it's going to have to come out to Hollywood. I just hope it's sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I still haven't been to Mario World. I feel like it's like a cool idea, but you know,
it is, could probably so wait. Fucking packed all the time. And even if you get there in the morning, I'm pretty sure the You have to go on the app and get like not tickets. You have to like book your reservation for when you're going to that Nintendo land, and they fill up so quick. We got there like right when they open, and we're like, oh shit, let's check the app, and they were already filled up. So, and don't even get me started on the Mario Kart ride. The wait is ridiculous. I got lucky the first time I went. I got to ride that.
Is it like worth the wait, do you think? Because isn't it like a Back to the Future type thing?
I would say it's worth maybe like an hour, but I've seen it up to like 3 hour wait, and it's like I don't think it's wait for that. No, that's a
Isn't
little
that the only
excessive.
main attraction, though?
Yeah, all the other ones are kind of little interactive ones that you have to use your band and like, but that's the only like legitimate ride.
See, I'd like to go for like the band stuff. And then, like, obviously, just to check out the restaurant, just like because obviously the atmosphere. So I don't think that warrants enough for me to go yet. Like, I think I'll wait probably till summer, maybe. Not even, I don't know. Summer doesn't really sound that fun over
I think I wait for it to calm down, but even a year later, it still seems like it's like crazy. And then eventually they're gonna add like the Donkey Kong shit, I'm sure, and that's just gonna make it packed again.
Yeah, because I think they want to do Donkey Kong and then Yoshi's Island, and then God knows where they go from there.
I thought I
So,
heard little inklings about they're talking about doing Zelda stuff, not necessarily at the Hollywood one, but at the one of the other ones I
Nintendo
thought I heard.
World, or I'm sorry, Universal Orlando, they are.
Oh, it was Orlando. Okay. I did hear like little things about Zelda, and that would be cool.
Yeah, I just feel like there's so much you could do with that. Yeah, it's exciting to think about. I still want one of those, like Yoshi sits on your head. I want that shit. I don't even know if it fit my dumb head,
Oh,
but.
my girlfriend got the ones with the two boos on the head. Those are
Oh,
the two,
nice.
because they have a couple different ones. They have the boos, the Yoshi that sits on your head, and I think Mario and Luigi, and they all look pretty fucking cool.
That's pretty fucking awesome, man. So yeah, obviously you kind of mentioned it, but what kind of concerts and music are you listening to? Obviously we're huge music buffs. We'd like to catch up on music. Is there anything coming up that you're like really looking forward to and you can't wait to get out to?
Got a bunch of shows just off the top of my head that I'm going to. I got Death Clock in April, and that one's in Riverside, so I'm super happy about that. Then I got Better Lovers a couple days after that, and then I got the I've already forgot the name of it. There's some punk festival in Pomona, No Values. I got that, and then I have Mastodon and Lamb of God, but that's not till August. But they're performing like probably my favorite album of all time from start to finish, so I'm pretty fucking stoked for that.
Nice, nice, nice. And is there any singles right now or albums that you know are coming out that you're also looking forward to?
The only off the top of my head, the only like two albums that I'm like really, really excited for are Idola. Their album's gonna be coming out shortly, and they're gonna have another album later this year. And there's another band called Whores I really like that has a band or album coming out in April called War, and the singles have been really good.
Is that horror or whores? Like a
Whores.
whore.
They're whores.
I had to verify. I just didn't know. I was like, which one is
I fucking love
it?
that band, but the thing is, I can't buy a t-shirt because I'm not gonna walk around with a t-shirt that says fucking horse.
Yeah, it's probably not the best unless like the whores was in like death metal writing or something, where it's like, unless you're not gonna know. So let's talk about it real quick because you tagged me in their contest and I meant to text you and call you a piece of shit because I listened to the single like 4 times in a row after you tagged me in the Instagram post. It's for their vinyl, but you said that Idola has 2 records coming out this year. That's a little crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a well, it's not really a double album if they're split apart, but it's the last two parts of the story because all their albums have like stories.
Oh,
And
okay.
yeah, first one comes out in April, and the second one they're wrapping up right now. It's called Mend, and it'll be here later this year. So that's exciting.
So how about that song, man? No weapon formed shall prosper, which I'll probably put in the intro and outro of this podcast. I mean, that's a fucking phenomenal song, man. I mean, it like blew me out of the water. It so reminds me of like Dance Gavin Dance last year with the tribute to Tim. Just these songs are just like really next level. Like the writing across the board from vocals to the instrumental parts are just like top tier. I mean, do you feel that way or is it just like a walk in the park for you at this point because you're a fan of this whole, universe of these guys?
No, the new single was amazing. I was really blown away by it, and I'm really happy for it. It's funny because I think Idol was always, to me, felt like a more mature, like if Dance Gavin Dance was mature and they didn't have silly lyrics and like they have some shit that's a little silly, let's be honest. And Idola just like music wise, it just seems like a more mature Dance Gavin Dance, and I'm all for it. Like they've quickly over the past couple of years become like one of my top bands.
Yeah, I'm forgetting the lead singer's name, who's also obviously in DGD.
Andrew Wells.
Andrew Wells, thank you.
Yeah.
So like it was cool for me because like I'm not like the biggest DGD fan. And so last year, obviously, things happened with Tillian, but my first time seeing them live was with Andrew Wells performing as the front man. Do you remember that with Royal Coda last year in
I
March
was gonna
or
say,
something like that?
you were there. I remember with going with Eric, but I totally forgot you were there.
Thanks,
Sorry.
man.
Sorry. I didn't mean it like that. No, because you're not like super crazy in the DGD. You're kind of casual with it. So I didn't think
Yeah,
that
very
was
casual.
something. Did Eric like talk you into going or something?
I just really like who's the Royal Coda guy?
Kurt Travis.
I love him. Like I love everything he does and everything I've ever heard from him. I'm still a casual fan, but the stuff I've heard him do is just awesome. And I'm kind of a sucker for like a story, and I think that all these guys like still being friends and like having their projects and still supporting each other is truly commendable. So I really wanted to go to that show, obviously, and I thought Royal Crudda's new record was just phenomenal. So yeah, Andrew Wells, just I think he's so talented. And then to like to hear the single, I'm like, dude, fuck yeah, like this is
Have you
crazy.
really listened to the other Idol albums at all?
Nope.
Oh wow,
I
okay.
see The Architect, and then I see To Speak to Listen, or well, there's a lot of them. Oh, they've been around for a
Speak to
while.
Listen is my favorite. That one I can listen to that one over and over and over, but they're all good. Great Glass Elephant is the one that I have the most trouble listening. It's not my favorite from them. It's good, but it's just not my favorite.
Okay, maybe I'll check out the discography. I'm not gonna lie, I thought they were like a new band with like one
No,
record.
they've been around.
Yeah, they've been around since 2012, Ryan. Yeah, so I think it's so exciting to hear this album here shortly. Well, maybe we'll have to do like a review podcast with Eric on it. I just think this is a record I'd love to kind of spotlight on the podcast and really like get people to listen to, even if it's like a couple people. Because I've been kind of, when I stream now on like TikTok and Twitch, I'll put music in the background. I got people like ask me, hey, what song is this? Like what band? And so it's like kind of cool to still be able to share through that stuff. I would say another thing that I'm looking forward to, which I'm sure you'll check out as well, is Mirror's Edge EP in April from Northlane. I heard I actually watched one of their concerts in Melbourne 2 weeks ago, and I watched it this week, and they played one of the another new song on it, and it's like fucking out of this world. Like I think this band is the best metalcore band we've had in so long. I think just across the board, there's nothing they can't do. So yeah, with Idola, Northlane, just there's so much to look forward to this year. We got like Maz of Flames and the Devil Wears Prada both releasing singles this week. So I'm really looking forward to, seeing what everyone says in the chat about them, because I feel like Devil Wears Prada is just like kind of on this high right now, and I
Yeah,
kind of
for
hope it doesn't
sure.
stop. I mean, they are literally selling out shows, which they've never done before like this. So it's kind of cool to see like an old juggernaut kind of finally get their time to shine, because I feel like A Day to Remember kind of took the spotlight. Not that they took it from them, but they got it instead of them. So I think musically there's a lot of stuff to look forward to. I still need you to hit up your boy Greg and give me a Black Queen part three.
I keep hearing he every now and then he'll send like email updates about like what's going on, and he keeps saying it's in the works, and I'm like, I've been hearing that shit for years, especially now with Better Lovers. I'm like, that's just a distraction, bro. Put out Black Queen. I love Better Lovers, but fuck, I need a new Black Queen record.
Yeah, like I'm really excited to see what Better Lovers does as like a full album. But like Black Queen, I need so bad in my life. It's fucking frustrating. Thankfully, and I don't know if you would agree, because I know Eric didn't really care for it. But thankfully, like Crosses, like they totally went like the whole retro wave kind of sound for this last record, and I absolutely love it a lot. Did you happen to check that out by any chance?
I love Crosses, and when they first became like a newer band, I love the first singles, I love the EPs, I love the first album. I only listened to the new album like once, and it wasn't that I didn't like it. I just need to go back to it. I just think it was a little different compared to their first album and what I was used to. But it's an album I need to go back to because I genuinely keep hearing people say how good it is. But I just haven't gone back, man.
No, it's all good. you know, and Eric kind of felt the same way. There's just something about the singles that really caught on to me. I hate to sound like just douchey, but it's like it just caught the vibe. Like I just love the sound of these songs, and you know, it reminds me of Black Queen and bands that are doing like this retro wave shit that I'm like all about. So just to get any of that from like 100th, Black Queen, and now Crosses makes me like super happy. So it was exciting to listen to. I mean, the vinyl was expensive. I think I bought it from Eric for like $50, but
it was stupid overpriced just for a double record. It was 50 and that wasn't even shipping. And I'm like, that's a little excessive.
Yeah. It's kind of like, okay guys, we get it. You know, Chino can sell records, but it's like, does it need to be $50?
Did you listen to their first album or no?
Dude, I honestly didn't. And I might have heard it like back in the day when it came out, because obviously it's a new project. It's a big deal, but I never went back. Did you like it?
I love their first album. I think that's what kind of is making it harder for me to go back to that second album, because it was so different. And it has that song with LP from Run the Jewels, and it has that little like rap verse. And it just has a lot of things that are different from the first album. Like I said, not saying it's bad. It's just I need to go back to it. But my first listen, I'm like, this is fucking totally different from the first album.
Yeah, I think that's why Eric didn't like it either, though. It's like it's just a completely different sound, essentially. Like all you really have from the previous record is Chino's voice, but it is a huge difference. And damn, you just reminded me too. RTJ5, I think, is coming out this year, six.
Oh hell yeah!
And their last one was Out of This World, so I can't wait to see what him and Killer Mike do. So moving on to like the main reason why we're here, besides catching up, of course, it's kind of a two-parter. So we'll start real quick with the first part. Is there any games you're playing right now? And what are your thoughts? Because it's actually today, or it was either today or yesterday. Today marks 8 years of Nintendo Switch without any new advancements besides an OLED screen with better battery life. So it's kind of a two-part question for you. Are you playing anything right now? Are you looking forward to any games this year? And what are your thoughts on still being in the dark with Nintendo Switch 2?
I'm still playing some games. I haven't, like... I've been hopping around, you know, I buy a shit ton of games and I play a little bit. I don't focus on one game and finish it. So right now I got back into Metroid Prime because I stopped playing that a couple months ago. I was like 60% through, but now I'm back and I want to really try to complete it. And I really want to go back to Tears of the Kingdom because I still haven't beat that, but I'm just hopping around all my games. I'm hopping around. So, and what was the other question?
No, I real quick though, I can't judge. I mean, Metroid Prime, I think I just got the rocket, so I'm like 2% into the game. I really need to finish it because I think they did a phenomenal job with like bringing it back with like 60 frames and the controls. And then Tears of the Kingdom, I'm literally at Ganon or Ganondorf. Nice. So I fought him and someone was watching me on stream and they were saying how hard it's going to be. And they're like, damn, you got a lot farther on your first try. So I died, of course, twice. But I'm actually going to go back and finish the rest of the game since there's no DLC and then fight him. Cause once that's done, it's done. The other question was, we're marking 8 years of Nintendo Switch, no substantial performance upgrade, and we're in the dark on Switch 2. What are your thoughts on like that?
It's growing more and more frustrating. I think the last year or two, I wanted an upgrade, but they kept putting out banger games that I couldn't really complain. I was still having major games throughout the year that I was enjoying to play. But looking at the like release schedule, at least that we know of for this year, it's like pretty fucking dry. So I'm like, and now there's the rumors about it being delayed again to like 2025. And I'm like, what are they doing this year? What are they doing? Like, I need some good games, not just Thousand Year Door Remastered and Princess Peach and Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because I think now, and we'll kind of get into it here in a bit as you see it on this webpage, that I think Pokemon Legends A through Z is now going to be a launch title for the new console with the new performance upgrade and graphics. Because even Pokemon, they're releasing nothing new this year, and they've been releasing something new, I think, since like 2015, 2016. Like there's always been something to come out from the company. So I think maybe Nintendo's just taking a step back saying, hey, this console's still selling. We have the OLED. It's going to be backwards compatible. Let's just continue to ride the sales of what we have with a couple of new entries. Like you said, Princess Peach and Thousand Year Door and Luigi's Mansion. And just kind of start fresh next year with all new Mario, all new Pokemon. And like, because like even then, Mario Kart, we're almost 10 years playing the same Mario Kart. This marks the 10 years of that. Oh. So I do wonder, like, what is the game plan here? We don't have a new Metroid. We have no new Star Fox. It is kind of frustrating. I think you put it, in the most simplest way possible. It's just frustrating. And don't get me wrong, I love my OLED. I am very, very impressed with the quality of the OLED and just the overall performance of it in terms of just like battery life, the screen, and then obviously the quality of the console itself being metal instead of plastic or whatever they use. It's not plastic. It's nice as shit. But, I don't know. It's just like, I feel like they're holding themselves back, but we'll see what happens. But kind of speaking of Pokemon, we had also, obviously, I said at the beginning of the episode, Pokemon Day 2024, where we celebrate every year, a quick little presentation in February. And I feel like every year it's gotten worse and worse. And to the point now where it's so like systematic on what they're going to do that you don't really have much to look forward to anymore. So before we kind of like dive into each specific little thing before one big thing, I guess, what were your overall thoughts of this, Brian? And like, what were your thoughts coming into it and then coming out of it?
I mean, there was only one thing I gave a shit about, which was obviously the announcement at the end. So I wouldn't say it was a good present. A lot of people were like, this is the best present in so long. And I'm like, usually there's like a good two or three things I like. And this time it was one. So, and we got like no footage from it. So how can you even say that's a good present? It was all mobile shit.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. Like I said, we already know what they're going to talk about. We know they're going to start talking about their mobile shit and then a couple extra little things sprinkled in. Starting off with Pokemon Unite, we have Maridon, Phalanx, and Cerulege coming to Pokemon Unite. I guess the game's still going strong. The game is fun as fuck. I just don't play it, and that's something that pisses me off because I would agree with anyone out there. The game's really, really fun. I love the idea of, for instance, I obviously play Charizard. So you go from like Charmander and you have to level up, but you're still playing a MOBA, like League of Legends. And then Maridon looks cool. Cerulege is sick. So I would agree with anyone. This is a great game. I'm glad to see it continue to get the spotlight. But then we have like Cafe Remix. Like, I don't know a single person playing this game. And that doesn't mean that it's not a good game. I'm just saying like, whatever. And then we have Pokemon Masters EX that's celebrating its 4.5 year anniversary because they love to do their anniversary events, adding Gita, the Pokemon League champion at the time, the champion of the Elite Four from Scarlet and Violet. And then starting on February 28th, you got Silver and Tyranitar. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, they'll appear on March 1st with the Cygnus suit, Gladion and Magearna. So the game is also getting a photo creator. So this game is cool. I'm the only one of us that actually like played it for a little bit. I haven't played it that much in the last 2 years, but they got rid of like multiplayer. You would do like their events and co-op with other players and you can strategize together to, win and get more rewards. They got rid of that component in their game. And to me, it like completely killed it. So this is a little bit of a bummer because this game actually does add more to these characters than the games themselves. They have voice acting. They talk about what they've been up to or whatever. So this is actually like a decent game that could be better, and it should also be on the Switch, by the way. And then we have we have the game of all games. Have you ever wanted to see a Raikou sleep? Well, you could do that in Pokemon Sleep as the event runs from March 5th to 11th, where you have the opportunity to potentially see a Raikou. Yay. Next up, we have Pokemon Go, everyone's lame-ass AR game. Pokemon Go is getting an update centered on Pokemon Horizons, the series Pikachu wearing the Captain Pikachu hat. It will also know its signature move from the game's Volt Tackle. So if you're a fan of battling, this will probably be pretty sweet. Alongside Captain Pikachu, Cerulege, Charcadet, and Armourouge are all coming to the game. Liko and Roy will also show up too in some fashion. This event runs from March 5th to 11th. Are you going to be checking this out? Do you play Pokemon Go still?
I still play a little more than casually, but I'm so over the fucking Pikachu costumes, man. I don't give two shits about. They do so many just costume ones, and some of them are cool, don't get me wrong, but like, it's a Pikachu with a hat. Like, I don't care. I didn't even look up how you specifically are supposed to get it.
Yeah, I think I missed a Halloween event where like Charmander had like a Cubone mask or something and it looked like really fucking cool. Or maybe that was just like a piece of merchandise that got released for all year.
I thought I had.
Either way,
I had some sort of Halloween costume Charmander. I remember that.
But I agree with you. They have done like cool little costume Pokemon and stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I think it's pretty cool. No hate to Pokemon Go. I'm just being a douche. But I don't play it anymore. So hopefully someone thinks this is cool. I'm sure there's a Pikachu fan out there that's happy as shit. So that's all that matters at the end of the day. Plus, Cerulege, Charcadet, and Armourouge are really cool Pokemon, so they might be pretty good in battles. Next up, just a typical, you know, in-game event, which I do think is really cool to, like, wrap up, you know, the celebration of red, green, and blue. Blue for America, essentially. I do think this is really cool. So we have Terror Raid events that are lasting from, you know, literally February 28th of Wednesday all the way to March 17th, starting off with Venusaur and then Blastoise and then Charizard is making its return. So these are all Pokemon that are Terror Raid battles that are going to have the Mighty Stamp. These are really good Pokemon to catch if you don't have them. I don't know how most people these days don't have the starters.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
It's from like Pokemon Go and just being old fans. Even if you're newer fans, I feel like these Pokemon are always available in some fashion. But if you don't, this is a really good opportunity to get them. So please do. So yeah, Venusaur, Blastoise, and Charizard will all be featured in Terror Raid battles. It's called they're called Mighty versions. Venusaur runs from February 28th to March 5th. Mighty Blastoise will run from March 6th to 12th. And then Charizard wrapping it up from 13th to 17th. Can't go wrong with the Kanto love. I do think as like a, you know, anniversary celebration, it's nice that they did something. But I felt like they could have done something a lot better here, Brian. Following this announcement, we could have got red, blue, and yellow to NSO. How we still do not have this is the most mind-boggling shit. Let's take a break from the announcements and talk about that real quick. Can you believe that they still are not doing it? Like, dude, what could they possibly be holding back on?
Every presents, I'm like, it has to be this one. It has to be this one. Like, it's been so fucking long. Like, how? Like, and I'm going to give myself copium again right now and put on my clown makeup. I think the next one might be it. Because I genuinely do not think Pokemon will skip a holiday season. That's when they make their money. They're going to release something, and maybe at their next presents, they'll have some sort of announcement, maybe something not like a main game that doesn't need a big, like multiple months to promote it. What if they just put out a couple games and at the next presents? Because they usually have two presents a year, right? Yeah, they do. They have the late year one. They have the 27th one, and I can't remember the other month, but they have two a year. I genuinely don't think they're going to skip a holiday season like 100%. They'll skip it from the main game, but I think they will release something the end of this year.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, at this point, too, it's just like, I'll fucking pay for it.
Yeah, and was it just me, or was there so much teasing for Johto in this presents?
Oh, my God.
And even, like, beforehand, like, the leading up to the presents, there's just been a lot of Johto teasing lately, and I just feel like something's up.
You're right. There's one in August.
They always do a second one, and I feel like maybe in August they'll announce something for the holidays that isn't as big as a whole new game. Okay. Maybe it's something smaller, but I don't feel like they're going to skip December, man. They're not going to miss out on that fucking Pokemon holiday money. That would be dumb.
You know, especially, Brian, since this Pokemon Legends game doesn't have PvP. It's going to be like the other Legends, which I'm glad Legends is a series, by the way, and we'll get to that in a bit. But I do think this is still a good opportunity for them to just fucking do it. Just release this as a package. It could be compatible with NSO, obviously, because we want it to be compatible with Pokemon Stadium. But they could release all their fucking games, 1 through 3, generation 1 through 3, and I will fucking pay $60 for it. I don't understand what the challenge is here. I what are you like holding back on? Because people are just going to keep playing ROMs. You know how many people would like switch to just authentic, versions to be able to trade and battle? I would love to battle people on like yellow or gold and silver and just have fun with it, trade and catch shinies on Gen 3 if they release it. Yeah, I don't know. It's frustrating as fuck.
I
But
feel
you're
like
right.
maybe this, I keep saying every time I say this and it never happens, maybe later this year they have a gap. They haven't announced anything for December, and that could be possible. That could be something easy they could do to make their holiday sales, because people would eat that shit up.
People really would. You can release this in like September or October. You can announce it in August. It comes out in October or November. That'd be huge, man. That'd be so huge.
Do you think there would be backlash if they decided to have it be its own collection and it wasn't on Switch Online? Because, like, obviously they're the same, like Game Boy Advance games. Like, would people get upset by that, you think?
Yes.
Maybe.
But if it's a collection, I don't think they would. If it's literally just a cartridge, kind of like Super Mario Bros. Or I'm sorry, Super Mario 3D All Stars, it could be the same thing where it's just like, and it's what Zelda should have been too with Twilight Princess, Wind Waker, and Skyward. I don't know why they didn't do that either. That's like another copium thing for me. I think that if they were to make the UI, be as nice as 3D All Stars, because it's a really nice generic UI where you can change the music, you can sit in the lobby, you can have like a. Maybe they add a feature that's never been seen before, maybe like a GTS for each game. So maybe a GTS for like Gen 2 and 3. There's just so many possibilities to make it worth charging me $60 and I would pay for it gladly. So I don't know. I just think it's ridiculous, man, because I love Pokemon Stadium 1 and 2, but there's nothing about those rental Pokemon that make me want to play it right now. And I'm almost at. I just beat Sabrina on Pokemon Stadium 1 with rental Pokemon, and it's tough. Like it's just annoying. It's not like it's just not fun. Like my Alakazam has confusion. It's fucking
Nice.
stupid.
But then you pick an Abra and it has psychic.
Yeah, pick an Abra has Psychic and Kadabra. I know for a fact he has this. He has Psybeam, which is way better than
Nice, nice.
confusion.
I noticed that in
So
Pokemon Stadium, the lower evolutions have like the better moves, and I'm like, where's the fucking sense in that?
yeah, some jackasses. But yeah, so we'll see what happens in the next presents. We kind of just made our predictions. The only other thing I want to throw out there for you, Brian, is Detective Pikachu 2 or another live action film. It's so funny. I was just talking to my friend Joe about it. He's like, "Hey, I just saw this advertisement. Like, is this a good movie?" Because they've been kind of promoting a, being able to watch Detective Pikachu free on whatever Roku app there is. He's like, "Oh, is the movie good?" I'm like, "Honestly, dude, it's pretty fucking good for like just kind of coming out the gate. Here's our first take at live action." I still think that movie holds up very well and made $400 million profit. I just don't see why we haven't got another like look at this. I would still like to see like a live action Red maybe. I mean, what do you want to see anything else from the Pokemon franchise in terms of cinema?
Is it confirmed still that, or is it still up in the air about a Detective Pikachu 2? Because I know they were talking about that for a while. Is it
At first,
still?
I was like for sure confirmed, and then it just kind of disappeared, like just completely dissipated. Nothing's been talked about since.
I wouldn't mind seeing it. I mean, by all means, it wasn't perfect, but it was a damn good attempt at a live action Pokemon movie. And some of the Pokemon look a little uncanny valley, but no, it was cool. I would like to see more live action Pokemon movies, but I really wouldn't want it to be like the T Detective Pikachu universe. I'd rather it be something like, I don't
You
know,
know, an
Red and
actual.
Gold or something. I don't fucking know. Just something like more main series like.
Yeah, I just feel like you can do like Red as he also fights Team Rocket. Like, I just feel like there's a lot there and there's a lot of good story there that can still lead up to him becoming the champion. So you got a rival, you got Team Rocket, you got Lance. There's just a lot of build up there that can make for a really good movie, a two-parter or maybe a trilogy. I don't fucking know, but I would like to see something. Anything else about your potential August, speculation before we move on to the rest of this and these announcements?
I don't genuinely think it's going to be like a the ports. I'm just saying like we could have something smaller that's announced in August and come out in December. And I don't know. They're going to do something. They're going to do something. I think me and you talked about this like a month or two ago. I would love like a 2.5D Johto, but I think that would be too big of a game for them to announce. and then announce that soon and then it come out in December. But I would love that. That would be fucking beautiful. I love Johto, obviously.
Yeah. I think, excuse me, I think that'd be amazing too. So yeah, it's either going to be a couple of new announcements to get through the rest of 2024, or it's going to be a presence that's nothing but Legends A through minus gameplay. So we'll see what happens. Because they're
Oh,
definitely going
yeah.
to be showing that. And they already said that they plan on showing that later this summer. So you are right. They do two presents every year. Moving on, we have Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket, the first official trading card game since back in the day from Creatures Inc. Creatures Inc. is the ones that actually develop the trading card game. Game Freak is the one that develops the games. Pokemon International Company is the provider of all international product out here based in Washington. So if you guys didn't know that, you do now. There's a whole triage of companies underneath the overall Pokemon Company umbrella. But the Pokemon Company is also debuting a new app that's all about collecting and trading Pokemon cards. Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket lets you battle, but it looks like the core feature is swiping open lots of packs of Pokemon cards. You'll be able to open up 2 packs a day for free, which signals that this app will have microtransactions, probably. Here's how the Pokemon Company describes it. In Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket, players will be able to enjoy the thrill of opening booster packs and collecting cards, showcasing special visual effects unique to this digital adaptation of the Pokemon TCG. Pokemon Trading Card Game Pocket introduces immersive cards, which gives players the experience of leaping into the world of the card's illustration, providing a whole new way to enjoy the Pokemon TCG. Players will be able to open up again the 2 booster packs a day at no cost, including cards with nostalgic illustrations as well as new cards found only in the app. In addition, players will be able to engage in quick battles featuring streamlined rules based on the classic Pokemon TCG system. Creatures Inc., which makes its physical Pokemon cards, is developing the game in collaboration with the Pokemon Company, and it's set to re release later this year. Brian, what'd you think of this?
It's pretty cool, honestly. I mean, the more I thought about it, I was surprised it took him this long to do something like this because it's kind of a simple idea. Just put the trading card game on your phone, make it a gacha game. I'm gonna try not to get that too into it because if I'm playing or buying Pokemon cards, I'm gonna buy the physical ones. I'm not gonna put money into a digital card. If I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna go buy real cards. And I didn't know that you just said about the they're going to have exclusive cards just for the app. That's kind of a bummer. They should just, if it's in the app, you can get it in the real game. But I might mess with it and do the 2 packs a day, but I'm going to try not to do more than that.
I think what's frustrating to me too is, which is why I'm playing the video real quick and I hope I can find it, is that guy just totally did the Giga Chad face. That was awesome.
That guy?
Yeah, when he's like, I looked more like Steven Seagal when I did it. So they actually show a few cards in this that I think are still going to maintain their. There it is right there. So this Moltres does not exist right now.
I thought that. I didn't recognize it. You know way more about the cards than me, but I saw that and I was like, I don't recognize that.
And that card looks fucking sweet. And then they also showcase the new back of the cards, which I don't know how I feel about yet.
It just looked like a Japanese back to me. It's not?
Yeah, it does. I just like the old school look, I guess. But I will admit, Brian. Okay, so yeah, that's the new Charizard EX. This does not even exist yet, and that looks fucking sick. So that's cool.
Looks like all the other Charizard EXs.
Brian, there's never enough Charizards in my collection. Okay, so this is cool, okay? So I do think like this immersive alt art is really fucking cool. Like I think it's such an amazing concept. I think like the Pokemon art has been like top tier lately. So I do appreciate that. I just think that as a TCG fan like myself, I love playing it. I play Pokemon TCG Live, which was an app that's only been out for 1.5 years or not even 1 year officially. It's a Lapras that's exclusive. That's exclusive. Like now what do we do? Like all of my collection is already on a different app that is for competitive battling, and I don't know what this means for that because they even said here that it's going to be simple rules in terms of the battling. So I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. I hope that it's really good. a couple of YouTube Pokemon YouTubers that are TCG like pro players, they already talked about how Yu-Gi-Oh actually has this. Yu-Gi-Oh has a competitive app like I'm playing on, in terms of it's like just build a deck and play. Like there's nothing else to the app. And then there's something called Yu-Gi-Oh Duel Links, which is essentially the same thing as this. So Pokemon's just competing with their competitors. Magic has something similar. But I still think this sucks. Like that the fact there's no trading card game on our Switch, like an official one. Like this concept being applied plus live, like combining the two games going to the Switch, I think would be phenomenal. I don't know. I'm gonna report back to everyone on this. I will see how it is when it comes out, but I'm very skeptical. That's kind of how I feel about that.
Same here. I'm indifferent.
So next up, we got Pokemon Legends Z through A, developed by Game Freak. It's pretty mysterious. The footage shown doesn't give a ton away on what to expect, even though I feel like it totally does. I mean, it's a futuristic version of Lumio City from X and Y. The whole entire game, by the way, takes place in just this city. So, yeah. But the Pokemon Company described the ambitious game on its website. A new adventure awaits in Lumio City, where an urban redevelopment plan is underway to shape the city into a place that belongs to both people and Pokemon. Please look forward to seeing it for yourself. The company said that the game will be released worldwide in 2025. We got the trailer playing in the background just in case we need to catch up on anything. But Nintendo tweeted shortly after the presents that, again, that this game does take place in just this city. Now, you know, Brian, as we're watching this, you can clearly tell, though, that the depth of the city is just far, far more than, you know, what we got in X and Y. Do you still think that this is going to be enough, though, for a whole game?
Well, I saw a lot of people getting upset that, oh, it's all in one city, the game's gonna be terrible. And I'm like, the first thing I thought was like, just think about like GTA. Like, obviously, fucking Pokemon's not gonna do anything near that, obviously, but that's pretty much a big city. And yeah, I feel like easily you could put a Pokemon game in one city. Like,
And I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more. I just want to cut you off real quick because I want to say this. I couldn't agree more that it's like GTA. GTA has figured it out. They give us one massive city and obviously little regions around it. But I can't, like, this is Pokemon saying, like, no, we are gonna make this a full-fledged, like, all-encompassing city. Do you think it will, allow us like RPGs though to like open doors and actually go in all these buildings? Do you think it's gonna be that in depth or no? Is that too much?
it's too fucking hard to say right now because we have not seen a single, we've seen nothing. We've seen the name of the game and some bullshit little reveal trailer. So until I see like a smidge of like gameplay, I don't know, man.
So here's what I got. You know, I think no matter what, at the end of the day, I think we can both agree on this. There's two things that I think we can agree on. One, Legends Arceus was easily the best Pokemon game we've gotten since Aurus and X and Y. I don't think X and Y is actually as bad as everyone else does. I do think like the animations could have been better, but I think for like what the game brought, coming from like Black and White was still good. So I do like the Legends series. I'm so glad it's a series now. I hope they don't stop. I would love to see a ancient Johto or Kanto, or you know, it'd be Johto for both, hopefully. And then secondly, Mega Evolutions are back. I am so happy to have Mega Evolutions back, even if it's just for my own personal gameplay. To see all those Mega Evolutions, hopefully all of them, plus new ones, is nothing short of exciting. Would you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. Do you think since we have Charizard X and Charizard Y that we're going to get a Charizard Z? And are you excited about that?
You already know. So yeah, there's that speculation too that Mewtwo and Charizard are gonna get a third Mega Evolution. And while I do hope that's true, I do hope that if they do that, that doesn't take the place of another Pokemon that had an opportunity to Mega Evolve once. So yeah, we'll see.
Why do you think they like skip Gen 5 entirely? Like, don't get me wrong, I know Gen 6 needed some love because they only had their two base games and Pokemon Z got canceled it pretty much. So I understand why they went back to it, but why do you think they went back to it now instead of doing 5 and then later doing Z around 6 time, if that makes sense?
Yeah, so there's potentially a time where five is still going to come out, but Diamond and Pearl like did not do good. Like I could probably look up the sales real quick. But as far as like fan reception and critics reception,
Wait, Black and White or Diamond and Pearl?
Diamond and Pearl. I'm sorry.
Oh
Did I say Black and
yeah,
White?
people hated those games, but I'm
And
surprised they
Brilliant.
just didn't give us like a shitty port or not port remaster of Black and White and then give us a Legends game. I'm surprised we just got a Legends game.
Yeah. Sorry, I was trying to. Well, never mind. They still sold a lot of copies.
No, it sold a lot, but it had a lot of backlash against it. Like people didn't like it.
I
And
mean,
that
I
doesn't
didn't
mean
really
anything.
like it that much. I mean, I had fun,
I can
but it
get
wasn't
past
that
it if it
great.
was. It was kind of ugly. It was ugly. Like those old sprites are just so like nostalgic and they look so good. And then when you just, I don't know, I don't like the style of it. I think that's what threw me off the most.
Well, yeah, I didn't like the style of like the characters, but the Pokemon looked good. Like I thought Palkia looked really fucking good. It just, I don't know. I don't know, but it did sell between the two of them, which isn't like that great depending on how you look at it. Between the two of them, though, they did sell 15 million units. So that's still a shit ton. So what I think, though, is like Legends is like really good, right? So let's look up Pokemon
Legends to me felt like a
Legends.
game that they
Sales.
didn't really have faith in when it first came out, and it was just kind of like an experiment for them. And then they were just surprised by how much people loved it, and now they're gonna fucking fully go into this. Like that, I don't feel like they expected the first Legends Arceus to get as much praise as it did, so that's why it took not so long, but that's why we're getting another one.
Yeah, so Arceus in its first week sold 6.5 million copies and has reached 4.8 globally as of March, or yeah, as of March 2023. So it's probably at 15 now. So one game sold just as much as two versions of a remake. So it's like they're tied. So I guess I can't make the argument I want to. But I think the reason why Legends is going to continue, and especially kind of essentially making the trilogy of XYZ. It's just a fresh take for the developers though. Like they don't have to remake anything. They're giving a fresh look at an existing game and region, which I think is the way to go. Like I would love to see not I don't want to see a futuristic Johto unless this one's good. I would love to see another ancient, we'll just call it ancient for the word, but ancient region. So it could be white and black, it could be Johto. But I think they got to keep going this route. I think the only one I wouldn't mind seeing a futuristic version of, depending on how this game goes yet again, is a Hoenn. Because if you play Hoenn now, it's kind of already, there's so much environment in it and water and all that shit that I don't know if I need a Hoenn version of that. But I just think Legends is, I think what a lot of Pokemon fans want. However, I do think, I mean, so far, I don't know if it's been like 100% confirmed about the PvP. But we'll see what happens with that. Either way, I still think it's awesome. I just think that it's also time that they work on multiple projects. So Legends is coming from Game Freak. I would still like to see a Black and White remake from someone else. But this is just me speaking. I'm not speaking for anyone else. I think Black and White sucks. It's Black and White 2 that are good. And we're not going to get a remake of those. So I honestly don't care if we ever get a remake. They can never do one, and I'd be happy.
I have the same feeling. Gen 5 was like easily my least favorite for like the longest time. And I remember you telling me that Black and White 2 are good. Like play those. And I was like, fuck, okay, I'll play them. And I'm like, these are good games. Like this like changes the entire like my opinion on Gen 5. But those first Black and White games are trash.
They're fucking trash, and I get it. It starts the story for Black and White 2, but Black and White 2 not only introduces the full Pokédex, it just introduces so many different Pokémon and a good variety. I respect Game Freak for sticking to their guns and creating a whole new 150 amount of Pokémon, and like that's the only Pokémon you get to play with. But when I can't even name more than 20 that I like out of the 150, like that's not good. And I know that's just me. But again, like this is me talking about my experience with it. And I fucking hated it so much, like looking back at it. But Black and White 2 are just like some next level shit and easily the best content driven games they have in the entire game's history. So I don't know. Maybe they don't want to touch it themselves, Brian, because of the sequels. Those are the only true like sequels. So maybe they honestly just want to leave it alone. I wouldn't be surprised if that was a thing.
I know Black and White was like a big ambitious thing for them back in the day. They wanted to start fresh. They wanted to like do something really different, and they did, and it people weren't happy. So maybe it's just like a sore spot for them, that gen.
Yeah. But kind of to wrap this up, I mean, how do you feel about Legends? Are you excited, or you just really want to see that gameplay first?
I'm excited, but I'm gonna have my expectations at a level because I haven't seen shit. So
yeah,
so I was super hyped when it first came out. When they first announced it, I was like, oh fuck, they're doing Pokemon Z. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, there was nothing in that trailer. Relax.
Yeah, so the only thing that like guaranteed my personal excitement for it, because I think you can get Kranidos and Sheldon and Arceus, is that my boy Tyrant's coming back, and Tyrantrum. Nice. And I miss them dearly, and they're some of my favorite Pokemon. So, yeah, man, that's it. That's all we got. Is there anything else you want to bring up? I think we got a lot of shit in today.
I think that's it, man. Let's talk at the Nintendo Direct if they ever fucking do one.
Yeah, so Brian will be back hopefully very soon, because I feel like you're kind of behind the ball in the Direct. So Nintendo Direct or something music related, he'll definitely be back. Be sure to follow him at Another Vinyl Page on Instagram. I'm still pushing him to make a TikTok. We'll see what happens. And that's all we got for you. So yeah, we'll see you next week. But thank you guys so much for listening. And that's it. Bye.
Bye. Have a beautiful time.
Is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.